The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
So if you had to bet your house on it, would you know for sure what exactly should and should not be going into your bin? When Conor Walsh is here, Secretary of the Irish Waste Management Association. Conor, still a big problem with this, isn't there?
Yes, Claire, there's quite a lot of issues. If you're looking at what not to put in your bins at home, the two reasons, I suppose, one is health and safety, which is a very big one, and the other is recycling. You know, certain things are recyclable, but they're not recyclable in your bins at home. So we would encourage people to go to the right place with the materials.
Mm-hmm. So if we start with the obvious ones, like batteries, they should never go into any of our bins, should they?
Yeah, absolutely. No batteries. I mean, the lithium ion batteries are particularly dangerous, and you get them in vapes as well as in a lot of things. So anything, we've had so many fires in the waste industry. We've had about 8 in the last 5 years. We could have 16 in the next 5 years if things don't improve for us. And in fact, what people wouldn't know, I suppose, is that we're lucky we still have capacity to treat the dry recyclables that we collect, because we've had three of those facilities are burnt down right now. We had a new one came on stream just at the right time, because if it didn't come on stream, we were short and we were going to have to export the dry recyclables because we wouldn't have enough capacity here.
And those fires are all caused by?
Not all batteries. Caused by batteries, but lithium battery fires happen every day, every week at these facilities. Mm-hmm. We see them, you know, so they're happening all the time. They're mostly controlled. The ones that get out of control burn down the plant. But there are other issues like gas canisters. Gas canisters can start fires. And nitrous oxide gas canisters in particular are dangerous. You know, these are the
deodorants and hairspray cans fall into that category?
Yeah, I was hoping you wouldn't ask me that one, Claire, because I've asked three sorting plants this week and I'm getting different answers. I mean, some say, look, when it's completely empty, they're not dangerous at all and they're happy to recycle them.
Because there's no propellant left in it if it's completely empty.
Yeah, exactly. So if they're completely empty, they should be fine in the recycling bin. If there's still stuff in it, you should really bring it to the civic community site. But look, it's not a very practical option. You know, when you're cleaning your house or you're finish your deodorant or you run out of your furniture polish, I don't expect people to jump in the car and drive up to the civic community site. So, look, if it's completely depleted, it should be fine in the recycling bin.
And then the batteries go into the wee recycling boxes that you see in shops.
Yeah, batteries and vapes. Most importantly, all those boxes are perfect for vapes. So, look, you know, I would encourage people to, if it isn't visible recycling of batteries in shops and vapes, in shops that sell batteries and vapes, you need to demand it because they have to provide them. And some of them are not. Some of them are hiding the boxes behind the counter. My local shop does that and I'm very unhappy with them. I will be having some words with them soon. I've already talked to two people in the shop. It should be visible recycling
okay,
of batteries
and
vapes.
Available to you up on the counter.
Yeah.
So textiles then, clothing, where should they go, Conor?
Yeah, so if you put there are recyclable things like textiles and wood, but they're not recyclable if you put them in your recycling bin at home because the sorting plants don't take those out. So you really need to go to the textile banks with the textiles, you know, the clothes banks around the place, and they should be recycled. Or bring good stuff back to the secondhand stores. I mean, we all have a clear out every so often, and there's good stuff that we don't want to put into a textile bank where it'll get a bit soiled, you know. So bring it back to the charity shops that are more than happy to take that kind of
stuff. We have some of the charities, people will see them in car parks around the country where they're collecting clothing as well. When you're saying put them in the banks, are you talking about those? Are you talking about the civic amenities?
Well, both actually, but the clothing banks, yeah, are fine. But if it's good enough, bring it to the charity shop and it'll get a new life, and that's even better. But if it's not great quality or it's ripped or whatever, yeah, the clothing banks are a better option.
And what happens to it if it goes into the black bin?
Well, it won't be taken out. We do try to take some things out of black bins, like, you know, metals and hard plastics sometimes. But textiles, no, they're soiled, and it's just not a business we're in. So it kind of needs to go elsewhere to be recycled.
So it goes into landfill or it's incinerated.
It goes to landfill or incineration. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
And just before I forget to mention though, the waste electrical is really important as well. You know, as well as the batteries and the vapes and that. But any electrical goods, it's really important to bring it back to the electrical local stores, they should all take it back. You can bring it to civic community sites either, but if you put it into any bin, it won't be recycled, any bin at home. So really, you know, when you're passing, have it in the boot of your car, and when you're passing an electrical shop, just drop it in. They often have cages outside, or they'll take it behind the counter inside.
Okay. Question from a listener. Quite a lot of food packaging states don't recycle at home or something to that effect. So where does that go?
Yeah, there is a slight problem. A lot of what we have is labelled in the UK, you know. So look, this will all change. There will be new labelling coming in from Europe, and it will help. But you know, we try to make it very simple for people. If it's packaging and if it's clean and dry, roughly dry, mm-hmm. you know, it could have some bits of water on it. But, you know, if it's clean and dry in packaging, put it in your recycling bin and let us figure it out from there, because we will either recycle it, or if it's non-recyclable, like crisp packets are generally non-recyclable, but we'll sort that out. So I wouldn't worry about that. Put in your crisp bags, put in any packaging that's clean and dry. We have machinery that will sort out what can be recycled and what can't. And what can't be recycled, it does make a fuel. You know, we make a fuel out of it. It goes to the cement kilns, and the cement kilns use it instead of using coal and pet coke and those fossil
fuels. That's good to know. So as long as it's clean and dry, you'll take it and you'll sort it out for us.
If it's packaging, yes.
Okay. Ashes. What do you do with ashes?
I mean, it's historically a big problem, I suppose, hot ashes starting fires. But I think people generally understand that. And, you know, so look, you know, if it's wood, I have a wood burning stove at home, so I would put the wood ashes out. I'll put them in the garden. We have a vegetable patch that's perfect for that. If it's coal or a turf or a fossil fuel, that's different. You know, that may have contaminants in it. So I wouldn't be using that in the vegetable patch. But leave it out for at least 24 hours. Make sure it's totally cool, and then into the general waste bin.
OK, you can do that. Connor, thanks so much. You're always a fount of information. We always learn something from Connor Walsh from the Irish Waste Management Association. And we will talk to you again. So thank you very much for being with us.
The Clare Byrne Show with Aviva Insurance. Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.